Hello, my friends. This is Old Man Talking, or Walking, or what have you. How are you today? Today, we're going to deal with a topic that is known as doing the work. And what would that be? See? We must be ready. Do you know what it is to live in such a way that you could have dealt with your life? Those hurts, those fears, those trials, those many griefs that we all face as humans. To be ready to open up and understand life and the meaning of your life and who you are and why you exist in this reality we call life, walking on this earth. How many of you grew up burying hurts and pains and fears and griefs and tribulations that we just bury these things as we move on until one day we become cold and almost that our lives of the past, the hurts and fears and pains do not even exist anymore. But yet, why are we so anxious? Why do we not know ourselves? You know, the Greek philosopher said, know thyself, and to thy own self be true. But what is the self? And what are we doing here? Do we just exist because of some biological function of our parents? Or is there some meaning in this existence? But to get to that point, there are many stages, and I will discuss but a few for a short time, of which this conversation could go on and on. But that's the conversation you must have. How many of you grew up in different situations? Some in poverty, some in want. Many have gone to bed hungry and in fear of the next day. Some have grown up without care of these things, because you had everything. See, there are both sides to a spectrum. There are many books and many covers, many volumes and chapters and ways and situations people grow up. Some people grew up walking on yachts in lavish surroundings. Others have walked barefoot in villages in fear and lack of what you need, without shoes, hungry, or in desperate situations in fear and violence and abuse. Maybe some in situations of being bullied and beaten and called many names. Maybe you were the fool of the classroom. Maybe you were the tough guy. Maybe you were the king of the class and beat up those or harassed those who are weaker. What are we, humans? Animals? Higher beings? Lower beings, many types, some thought of ourselves as a lesser person, not worthy of love and respect or good treatment. Some thought of us as superior and domineering, the masters who would abuse those thoughtlessly, almost soullessly, which leads to another other questions. But I tell you, at some point, it's like one of those things, if not now, when, if not you, who? Think of that expression. It's time to deal with the crap of life. Sit down and think back of all the hurts, even as a child, a toddler even. Maybe the first day of school. Maybe the first day of work as a child even. As a child being forced to work. Some have been sold into abusive realities and situations. Some have been cast aside and left for dead. Some of them been physically used and abused for other people's profit or violence or thrills or excitement. Many have grown up in many different ways, but at some point we need to sit down in that quiet place and start to figure things out. Start to figure who we are, what has happened in life to make you the way you are, whether you're the king of the hill or the little peasant striving for a piece of bread and a roof over your head. Some live in the street, and it is tough and hard. The survival rate is not so good. Some strive for benefits, for they cannot provide for themselves. Some are in hospital beds. Some are in mental institutions because of the things of life and the many misunderstandings and confusions and distortions and the things we have misconstrued. That is the work. Step we must take to be ready for the next stage of this thing we call life as our species evolves into higher states and other dimensions and so on. Go. I'm sorry we got interrupted by a yellow jack inside my house. Just let him out, though, so he's free and okay. Anyway, moving along as the human reality moves along. Some are faced by spiritual fears, things we face, things that go bump in the night, and so on. Are these real? Are these our imagination? That's for you to decide. But we need to, at the first stage of this human evolution of reality, as energy shift and change, we need to first sit down and start to deal with the baggage that we carry. Though it be invisible, it's still on our back like a big lump. And one may have a box of tissues or rags. For yeah, much emotion to let out and things to begin to deal with. And that would be the great work that we need to start to make us ready for the next stage of existence and reality. You may call it the shift or the change. It's a road that is scary, can be dangerous, but it's something we all must do if we are to advance as human beings, those of many realities, people of spirit, people of heart, people who feel, those that are hurt and have been hurt. It is a road for the brave and the heroic. And I wish you well. Old Man Talking, signing out. Have a wonderful day and peace to you.